Hello everyone, I'm George Milo, welcome back to the channel. I watch with growing alarm the United States military buildup around Venezuela. In case you don't know where it is, it's a South American country with a coastline on the Caribbean Sea. Okay, ruled by Nicolas Maduro. Hugo Chavez died in, was it 2013? So it's been under a socialist rule for about 20 years. And I mean really socialist rule, not quite communist. An oil-rich country. It's got the most oil of any South American country that socialism has managed to rule into the ground. And I'm not a reflexive anti-socialist. I realize that small elements of socialism can sometimes be a good thing. Some public ownership is desirable. Some publicly funded services and healthcare, education, as well as transportation, or as well as the military, judiciary, prisons. I mean, there's really no alternative in many sectors. So, you know, if it's Scandinavian-sized socialism, you want to call it social democracy, or elements you'll find in the Irish Republic, United Kingdom, that can be good. But somehow it's really wrecked Venezuela. Not that it all was sweetness and light beforehand. The capitalism accepts that there's going to be some inequality and maybe thinks it's even desirable up to a point. And there was terrible poverty. So Nicolas Maduro is there, this election rigger who's trying to stifle the free press. Now, he's by no means the most brutal dictator in the world. And I know that he has a few ardent supporters. But now I know the Republican Party of the United States has long been an outspoken foe of the socialist movement in Venezuela. And the George W. Bush, there was even talk that there was going to be a coup d'etat instigated by the Central Intelligence Agency. That's the U.S.'s Foreign Intelligence Agency based at Langley, Virginia. And the United States has orchestrated many golpes de Estado throughout Latin America. Throughout the 20th century, I'm not so sure about into the 21st century. The old quip in Latin America runs, why is the United States the only country in the American continent never to have suffered a coup d'etat? Because it's the only one without a U.S. embassy. As in, these coups are run out of the U.S. embassy to the CIA. They're under diplomatic cover mostly, and they will be colluding with the coupsters, some right-wing elements who want to bring to power a junta, which is amenable to the interests of Uncle Sam and the American corporocracy. So it's staggering the United States, which preaches democracy, so often delivered dictatorship, which so jealously guards its own sovereignty, so regularly and flagrantly violates the sovereignty of other nations. The hypocrisy is staggering, and the self-delusion, the dishonesty of saying, oh, we're all about democracy and human rights, when the reality is the polar opposite of that. We've always stood on the side of liberty. It's certainly not the case. Not that America's friends are all, America's foes are always good. I mean, they're often evil. Just because one side is bad, it doesn't automatically follow that the other side is good. They can both be bad. I know there's shades of grey, and I know the United States is not the only country to have done this. The United Kingdom has done similar things. All right. So, so it's a big build-up around there. Is it to menace the Maduro regime? Is it to signal support for the opposition? Doesn't look like there's an imminent invasion. So the United States Navy has a carrier group there around the USS Gerald Ford, as in the guy who was president in the mid-1970s, the only president, never been elected president or elected vice president by the Electoral College. He was elected by Congress to fill the vacancy left by Spiro Agnew resigning in disgrace. So a few warships there, a nuclear submarine, some strike aircraft, long-range bombers, and so forth. So they've been flying supersonic jets near Venezuelan airspace. So they could best the Venezuelan Navy, send it to Davy Jones's locker, and shoot the small Venezuelan Air Force out of the sky quite easily, so that these American illegal strikes on ships, on little boats, they claim are drug dealers, so murdering these poor sailors and fishermen, without evidence, certainly without trial or charge. It's staggering. The murder of civilians in international waters in time of peace, it's sickening. It doesn't get more criminal than that. Obviously, there are drug dealers of every nationality. Imagine if Americans on a yacht, on a fishing boat, or whatever, were murdered by the government of Russia or Iran or North Korea, whoever, and that government said, oh, because they were drug dealers, which might be true, which might be false. Would the United States accept that? Of course not. Nor would I. It is just so blindingly obvious that this is a crime. And there's surprising little pushback in the United States, even for Trump's opponents of the Democratic Party. Wow. because that would be unpatriotic to denounce flagrant crimes by their own criminal president, a man who's been convicted of, was it 24 counts of, was it false accounting in a New York court? He was found by a court to have sexually abused a woman. E. Jean Carroll has been accused of sex crimes by up to 18 women who've gone public their identities, and they face death threats from Trumpsters out there. Wow. And so is that absolute scumbag, is that monstrous sex offender, this fiend whom a lot of Americans truly admire, why would you trust a word he says? And is it just to terrorize the civilian population of Venezuela that they're murdering these people at sea? Suppose a counter-narcotics operation, they could very, very easily stop these boats, arrest these people. The U.S. Navy has got so much mobility, so much firepower, eyes in the sky. There's no other way they could get away, claiming their unlawful competence. Well, as the United States is acting unlawfully. So coercion is possibly that. So they're perhaps going to sort of squeeze the American economy, sorry, the Venezuelan economy, make it scream. So there are plenty of U.S. military assets around there, you know, warships, aircraft, special operations forces, and so on. So there could be a coup coming up. There could be Venezuelans who are Trumpsters who would do this. And the United States military might be directly involved, might be indirectly involved, helping them with targeting, intelligence, furnishing them with weapons or resupply or whatever, evacuation if it all goes wrong, surveillance flights. So rather than do the actual fighting, but they could do that. They've done the sort of thing in Grenada before. So the United States ground forces could come ashore, but I think it unlikely, not in the immediate term, because planning for an amphibious invasion would leave greater, though there'd be more evidence of that, of the Marines moving in, troop transports, these landing craft and so forth. So they haven't had assistance of this direct aid to Venezuelan opposition. But, you know, that government of Venezuela is recognized as legitimate by many, it's not recognized by others. Is it legitimate or not? It's questionable. If other Venezuelans overthrew it, the legality of that is dubious. But if the United States were to invade, again, that would surely be illegal. I know this happened a lot, but that doesn't make it lawful. Many crimes have been committed countless times, but they're still crimes. Goodness. And why would the United States do this? Okay, it bring to power a government beholden unto them. Would it get more oil on the market? Would it make the economic life of Venezuela better? Probably could scarcely be worse. It would remove an ally of Russia and China in the region. It would send warning to America's foes, we will come and get you. And of course, it would hearten America's friends that we will come to your aid and so on. So there'd be other signs. There might be a media blackout. The mobile phone system might be taken offline by the Venezuelan regime to try and prevent their coasters communicating and organizing. So there might be, from within the regime, might be a musical chairs coup d'etat, someone who previously been in support of Maduro who decides he will be a marionette of Washington, D.C. It might be a military coup, something like that. Remember, Hugo Chavez was himself a military man who attempted a coup in the early 90s. So there might be some covert operations. The United States might claim that American civilians in the country were attacked and had to go to their aid or something like that, or somebody appealed for help. We shall see. And the coups, they tend to take place in the small hours, so that by the time people wake up, Maduro is either dead, fled, or captured. Yeah, and people just fait accompli. Well, he's gone now. No point being loyal to him. He can't punish you. He's gone. And he can't reward you for staying loyal. No point being, we just accept it. That's it. Move on. It's an accomplished fact. It's already happened. Go forward. Something like that. So do it quickly, decisively. And not giving the government chance to fight back, to organize, or to win over the waverers. Will the United States do it? I mean, I give it like a 50% chance. I don't think it's going to happen the next day or the next week. Will it happen next month? There, I'm less sure. Okay, what do you think? Because it seemed to be very muscular foreign policy. Trump would say, well, look at my testosterone. I've got the balls to do what other people didn't do, which is to flagrantly break international law, the kind of thing that would make Putin proud. So I hold no brief for Nicolas Maduro. If he was brought out peacefully, I would applaud that. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.